Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from Elizabeth Cotton. We heard Washington Blues from the Smithsonian Folkways CD, Shake Sugary. Black History Month is an annual celebration honoring the contributions to American society by African Americans. It was established in 1976, and since then, each American president has designated February as Black History Month. It was the brainchild of noted African-American historian Carter G. Woodson. The theme for Black History Month in 2020 is African-Americans and the Vote. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote and the sesquicentennial of the 15th Amendment giving black men the right to vote. We'll open the program with the Staple Singers from the CD Freedom Highway on Epic Legacy Records. It was recorded live in Chicago's New Nazareth Church on April 9, 1965. We'll hear the title track with a timely introduction by Pops Staples. The Staple Singers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine as we celebrate Black History Month.
A few days ago, the Freedom Marchers marched from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
I know some of you know about that.
Yeah.
That was in March of 1965. And from that march, word was revealed, and a song was composed. And we wrote a song about the Freedom Marchers, and we call it the Freedom Highway. And we're dedicating this number to all of the Freedom Marchers. And it goes something like this.
Freedom Highway, march each and every day.
again.
Amen.
Keep on marching.
Amen.
Everybody talking about heaven is not going there.
Amen.
I want to make heaven my home, but I want to enjoy myself a little down here too.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, can I get a witness tonight?
Yes, sir.
Keep on marching. A freedom's highway.
Black day in July, Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black day in July, black day in July. And the soul of Motor City is spared across the land. As the book of law and order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried to this land. Black day in July, black day in July. In the streets of Motor City there's a deathly silent sound. And the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements, no reason can be found. Black day in July, black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And the people rise in anger, and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops, and the blood begins to spill. Black day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging. And they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July, black day in July. Motor City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake. And everyone is listening and everyone's awake. Black day in July, black day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper, and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the dues can wait. Black day in July. Black day in July. Streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene. But the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children are locked inside. Black day in July. Black day in July. Black day in July.
Trouble. band all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble the water.
It looks like the band of Israelites.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Come on and wade in the water. Wade in the water, children, wade in the water.
God's gonna trouble the water.
See that band all dressed in red.
God's gonna trouble.
Celebrating Black History Month this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard from Charles Williams and his musical partner Tom Teasley. Tom is the percussionist and Charles has that wonderful voice. From their album Word Beat, The Soul Dances and Wade in the Water. Before that, we heard from Gordon Lightfoot and a song that he wrote about the Detroit race riots that began on Saturday, July 23rd, 1967, and 43 people died. Black Day in July. That's from his recording, Did She Mention My Name, on United Artists Records. And we let off that set with the Staple Singers, recorded on April 9th, 1965. And we heard the title track of the recording, Freedom Highway. That's on Epic Legacy Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a classic from Gil Scott-Heron, recorded back in April of 1971, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Over my head, I see freedom in the air. Over my head, oh Lord, I see freedom in the air. See?
Willie and Laramie Jones were our neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. We worked in the fields together and we learned to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have time to think about another man's color. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. They sit out on the front porch in the evening when the sun went down. Willie would play and Laura would sing and the children would dance around. And I'd bring over my guitar and we'd play into the night. And every now and then Willie would grin and say, boy, you play all right. And that made me feel so good. Lord, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. I remember we'd hitch up the mules when Saturday rolled around. We'd always stop by Willie's house and say, do y'all need anything from town? And he'd say, no, but why don't y'all stop on your way back home? And I'll get Laura Mae to cook up some corn pones, and you know they're good. Oh, oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. The years rolled past the land and took back what they'd given. And we all knew we'd have to move if I was gonna make a living. So we all moved off and we went our separate ways. And it sure was hard to say goodbye to Willie and Laura Mae Jones. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. Yes, it was. But that was another place and another time. The years rolled past our door and we heard from them no more. Till I saw Willie downtown the other day. I said, y'all stop by tonight and we can sit down and eat a bite. We'd love to see your children and Laura Mae. He shook his head real slow and spoke with his eyes so kind. This is another place and another time. Down, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. But that was another place and another time. No, the cotton was high and the corn was growing fine. That was another place and another time. But that was another place and another town. Good God.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2006. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We're celebrating Black History Month this week, and our theme music comes from the CD Shake Sugary from Elizabeth Cotton. And we heard a tune that no doubt she knew how to play on the banjo, called Reuben, Elizabeth Cotton. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, a great tune from the late Tony Joe White, Willie and Laura Mae Jones, from his recording Black and White from back in 1969. On Reprise Records. And before that, we heard from Bernice Johnson Reagan from her recording Give Your Hands to the Struggle, a recording produced and recorded by Barbara Dane in 1975 and released originally on Paradon Records. We heard Freedom in the Air, and Bernice overdubbed all those harmony vocals on Freedom in the Air. That's been reissued on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set with Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson from Pieces of a Man, and The Revolution Will Not Be Televised on Flying Dutchman Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with a quartet known as Our Native Daughters, featuring Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. And this is one of Amethyst's tunes called Black Myself. Here are Our Native Daughters on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I'm black myself. You better lock your mistake of mine. I'm just waiting. Ooh, I know the man is waiting for me. Oh, sometimes I wake at midnight and my pillow's wet with tears from thinking of the burdens that I've borne down through the years. Still I'm hoping and I'm trusting, Lord.
I'm watching.
Like a circle around the sun, make believe you love me, mama. Like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And now You know, I got a woman, she's just my height and size. She's a married woman, comes to see me sometimes. You don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And I'm stealing, stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Like a circle round the sun, make believe you love me, mama. Like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And I'm stealing, stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. One more, come on. Oh yeah, I'm stealing, stealing. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Tell on me, I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
From the recording, Mr. Martin Simpson with his guitars and banjos, and Mr. Dom Flemons with his banjo, bones, and kettle, proudly present A Grand Musical Entertainment, Songs and Merry Melodies, Minstrelsy, Tears and Smiles, a selection of ever-popular favorites. It's one of the longest titles to a CD I have ever seen. On Fledgling Records, we heard Stealin', featuring Dom playing an electric tea kettle. He couldn't find a proper jug in the UK. That's from the playing of the Memphis Jug Band, Stealin', from Martin Simpson and Dom Flemons. And before that, from a wonderful collection called Mabube Roots, Zulu choral music from South Africa, 1930s through the 1960s. And we heard Mbumbe from Solomon Linda's original Evening Birds, recorded back in 1938, and of course would be made popular by the Weavers and the Tokens as well. That's on Rounder Records, Mbumbe Roots. And before that, Thomas A. Dorsey was a gospel composer, and also recorded and composed lots of blues. We heard I'm Waiting for Jesus from the Dixie Hummingbirds, from Thomas A. Dorsey, Precious Lord, the recordings of the great gospel songs of Thomas A. Dorsey. That's on Columbia Legacy Records. And we let off that set with the recording Songs of Our Native Daughters from the quartet Our Native Daughters, Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. And we heard one of Amethyst's tunes called Black Myself. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We're going to lead off this last set with a giant of the civil rights movement, Fannie Lou Hamer, and Woke Up This Morning from Songs My Mother Taught Me. Here's Fannie Lou Hamer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Woke up this morning with my mind. Walking and talking with my mind.
Can understand this is the law of all the land, all the land. The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. Their robes were black, their heads were white. The schoolhouse doors were closed so tight, were closed up tight. Nine judges all set down their names to end the years and years of shame, years of shame. Their robes were black, their heads were white. The slate is black, the chalk is white. The words stand out so clear and bright, so clear and bright. And now at last we plainly see the alphabet of liberty, liberty. The slate is black, the chalk is white. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks up on the sight, a beautiful sight. For very well the whole world knows this is the way that freedom grows, freedom grows. A child is black, a child is white. Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. It turns by day and then by night, it turns by night. It turns so each and every one can take his station in the sun, in the sun. The world is black, the world is white.
Song I'm singing, brother, know that is true. If you're black and got to work for a living, here's what people will say. If you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're black, poor brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place the other night, they were having fun. They were drinking beer and wine, and me, I couldn't buy none. If you white, you all right. If you brown, stick around. If you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. Employment office, got my number and I fell in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. If you white, you all right. If you brown, stick around. If you black, poor brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man working side by side, this is what it meant. He was making $1 now and I was only getting 50 cents. If you white, you all right. If you brown, stick around. If you black, poor brother, get back, get back, get back. I helped to build this country. I fought for it too. Now I guess you can see what a black man's got to do. If you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're black, poor brother, get back, get back, get back. Help to win this victory with my plow and hoe. Now I just want to know what you're gonna do about the Jim Crow. If you're white, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. If you're black, poor brother, get back, get back, get back.
Brownie McGhee from a great collection on Proper Records called The Little Red Book of Protest Songs. And we just heard Black, Brown, and White. And before that, we heard from Earl Robinson and his classic tune, Black and White. I bet you thought Three Dog Night wrote that one. That's some classic folk music on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with Fannie Lou Hamer and Woke Up This Morning from Songs My Mother Taught Me on Smithsonian Folkways. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2006.
I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening.